in the clubhouse with Oscar Mercado. Oscar, first things first, you get called up. What was that feeling like when you found out the news that you'd be moving up to the big league club?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, it's something that you work for your entire life. So, you know, you get the call, you actually always think about how it's going to go. But, you know, you can't really, you know, replicate the emotions and feelings that you get exactly at that moment. But it was awesome. I mean, it was kind of surreal. You almost have to, like, get over it quick and kind of figure out your next step. But, you know, those, like, two, three minutes you get to kind of soak it all in, they were awesome.
Yeah, how hard is that to kind of turn the page right away? Because not only is it an emotional moment and exciting, but now it's time to get to work and everything that you prepared for, yeah, put on the field.
You're like, yes, like, dream come true. You know, this is everything that I worked for. And then next thing you know, you're like, okay, now it's time to get going. But it was sweet, though. You get the chance to kind of call your parents and share that moment with them. So I think that was, you know, one of the most special things, especially with everything that they sacrificed for me. So that was probably my favorite part of it all, was giving that call to my parents.
Yeah, I bet they were excited. As far as your time with the Indians, you've been in and out of the lineup. It's only been a couple days, obviously. But you scored your first run earlier this week when you pinch ran for Jake. What was that like? Did it feel like any other run, or was it a little different?
Feels, you know, you're used, you get on base and everything seems so normal, but then you come into pinch run, especially, you know, at the biggest level, at the highest level there is, and everything kind of starts to seem so surreal and kind of crazy. So, but you get a chance to kind of admire it all, and then you kind of have to focus and, you know, just do what you've always done and do what kind of got you here, and that's a big part of my game. So, you know, you have to bear down and just kind of roll with it.
You're starting today for the first time at Progressive Field, mm-hmm. in center field. Any nerves with that? Excitement? Or what goes through your mind when you see your name on that lineup card?
No, it's just same excitement you get, you know, every day. You get the chance to go out there and play. And, you know, every day that I'm here, it's exciting in itself. You know, getting the chance to share this clubhouse with all these guys and go out to battle with them has been something very special for me, and cheering them on, and whether I'm in the lineup or not, every day has been awesome.
Was it hard in AAA when you saw certain players get the call, Jordan and others, when you had performed well in spring training? Obviously, you got off to a great start in Columbus. Was it hard to see that and just to stay focused during that time?
Not really. I think a lot the guys, you know, the guys that were going up, they deserved it. They were doing great. And to me, I knew my time was going to come eventually. And I can't just get caught up in the moment and, you know, be upset about anything, moves that are going on. I can't control any of that. I can only control what's going on the field. As cliche as it sounds, but it's true. I mean, anything that you do, it becomes, you know, it becomes within yourself to kind of bear down and just keep going about business the same way. And like I said, those guys were very deserving. You know, they were doing their thing, plus more up or down there. So to me, it wasn't anything that caught me off guard.
I know I've talked to Tyler about this, Jordan and others. There's only so many outfield spots in the DH spot. So there are going to be days where you have off days, days when they have off days. Is that hard, going from playing every day to Columbus to kind of not necessarily knowing if you're going to be in the lineup or not when you come in?
No, you know, it's something that you kind of prepare for mentally, and you just have to get ready every day like you're going to go in there and help the team win in any way possible. And whether it happens or not, you always got to be locked in. You never know when your name's going to be called, when you're going to be needed, and when that time comes, you got to be ready, you know, to help the team win.
As far as off the field, enough with the baseball. Off the field, you haven't had much time to enjoy Cleveland. I guess it's been a whirlwind. Have you had any time to get out at all? I mean, since you've
not
been
really,
up
here? Not really. You know, I wake up and kind of go to breakfast with my parents, and I just try to get as much rest as possible, especially with how crazy the last few days have been. So the biggest thing for me was kind of getting some good sleep and being able to get up and understand what my job is here. And I told my parents, you know, after the game, I'm going to eat here, so then I'll hang out with you guys for a little bit, and I'm going straight to bed. So that's kind of how things have gone. But hopefully, you know, today you have a 4 o'clock game, and then tomorrow with the 1 o'clock game, I'll be able to, you know, hit the city a little bit and with the family and just kind of explore and see what cool things are to do.
I moved here in December, and Cleveland has great food. So okay. I don't know if you've been – able to check out the food scene at all, but just ask your teammates. Great food.
You're going to have to give me some recommendations because I'm tired of the hotel food.
Okay, I got you. Oscar, I appreciate the time.
All right, no problem. Thank you.